That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store. Constable Ben Withers is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, come in, Ben.
Say, Lum, isn't there some law prohibiting gambling and games of chance in the jailhouse?
Great, I don't know, Ben. Why? Is there gambling going on down there?
They've had a continuous game of cards running down there for the last 3 days.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it too much. Gives them something to do to pass the time. They ain't hurting nobody.
Not hurting nobody? Lum, what is the accepted number of aces in a deck of playing cards?
I don't know. 4, I reckon.
That's what I thought. But the way they play it, 7 appeared in one hand.
7?
Fine. I strongly suspect fraud has been practiced on me.
On you? Have you been playing cards, too?
Well, I sat in for a hand or two, merely to keep up the morale of the prisoners. I can't understand it. I used to be very adept at Rook, Whist, Somerset, Lynch, Old Maid, one thing and another. Oh, well, I can make up the $4 some way.
Ben, you ought to have had more sense to play with that bunch down there.
Well, we had to do something. Nobody could get a wink of sleep. Milford Spears created a terrible disturbance all night long, singing the prisoner's song, beating on the bars with a tin cup. But I strongly suspect that he's gone stir-crazy.
Well, why didn't you put him in a cell by himself?
I did. But the way he's hollering and carrying on, you can hear him all over the jail in a half a block away. Tell you, Lum, it's disgraceful. He's ruining the reputation of my jail. Why, Willie the Boodler and some of my other regulars have already given me notice that this sort of thing keeps up. They'll be forced to pack up and leave. I really think we made a mistake in ever locking him up at all.
Oh, we had to, Ben. Had to do it. The way he's arresting everybody, he'd have had the whole town locked up down there by this time.
Well, that wouldn't have been as bad as having grand theft in there, I'll tell you.
Oh, it wouldn't do no good to let him out of there now. He'd go on the warpath sure enough then. For we made our mistake was ever finding him deputy constable in the first place.
Well, we accomplished what we set out to do. Milford was in the doldrums, you know. He lost confidence, was despondent, felt useless.
Yeah, but Jamie, this is ridiculous. He swung from one extreme to the other. Digging up all them old, outdated ordinances. Besides, he's going into my house to try to find something to arrest me on.
Well, he found that old shotgun in your parlor. And the statutes plainly state that it's against the law to have firearms in your home within the reach of visitors.
Yeah, but he went in my place over there without no searching warrant. That's where he made his mistake. I knowed he'd go too far. He just got what was coming to him, though. That's the same as burglary. I don't care if he is a deputy constable.
Well, he's not my deputy anymore. I made him turn in his badge and handcuffs.
Well, you better get down there before he tears that jail up.
Fine. But first, I have a list of groceries here.
Groceries? Yeah. Well, now, I want to talk to you about that, Ben. I don't know how far we can let that account run on the books. We're going to have to figure out some way to turn them fellas down there loose. We're going to have to find them first, though, to raise enough money to pay for what they've had.
That's an excellent idea, Lum. Well, they've done nothing but complain about the food ever since they've been down there.
Well, I don't blame them. You can't expect them to eat pork and beans and canned salmon 3 times a day and like it.
Well, I don't know. I tried some, found it very tasty.
Yeah, but that was just once. Try 3 times a day and see how you like it. No, that bill is up to $146, Ben. I was running up the figures on it this morning.
Yes, they're a group of hearty eaters, I'll say that.
Well, if I can ever get them in court, I can find them enough to pay the $146.
$146? Say, Lum, couldn't you make that a round figure, say, $150?
What's the $4 for?
Oh, additional expenses, miscellaneous, entertainment, one thing or another. 7 aces.
Well, give me your list there. Quickest dink comes. Or wait a minute, there he comes now. Oh, no, that's Cedric.
Bright young boy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Howdy, Mr. Ben.
Cedric.
You fellas want to buy any tax?
Tax?
Yes, Mom, they're having a tax sale down there by the jailhouse. The sheriff from the county seat's going to auction off a whole batch of them.
Oh, them kind of taxes.
Yes, Mom, they call them Lincoln taxes. I've saw carpet tax and thumb tax and brass headed and every kind, but I don't believe he's going to do much of a business here with that kind. Nobody knows what to fur.
Well, Cedric, the word is delinquent taxes. The sheriff was no doubt selling property for delinquent taxes.
Jennings, I'd forgot about that tax sale. That's this morning, too.
Yes, Mom, but I still think he'd do better selling bluing or potato peelers or something like that.
Did you say they're going to hold a sale down by the jailhouse, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, there's right smart of a crowd gathering down there now.
Oh, my stars. I'd better get over there and try to quiet Milford down. Most people think I have no control over my prisoners at all. No discipline. I'll see you later, Mom.
Well, wait a minute, Ben. I believe I'll lock up and go down there with you. I might want to do a little bidding on that stuff myself.
Well, wait for me. If they don't run them up too high, I might bid on a box of them myself.
Look down there. There he is beating on the window with that tin cup.
Oh, he's been raising an awful ruckus down here. We heard him clean over to our place last night.
Milford! Milford, cut that out!
Grandpap, Ben, take that cup away from me.
Milford, give me that tin cup.
Keep your petty larceny lunch hooks off of this cup. It's mine. I brung it with me.
Oh, if I had the wings of an angel...
Aren't you the constable here?
Can't you do something about this wild man you've got locked up here? I've got to get this sale started.
Yeah, hurry up. Get this seven-legged thing started. I might want to do some bidding myself.
Well, if you keep quiet, we'll get it started. Constable, I'm holding you responsible for the conduct of this man.
Hey, it'll take more than that little dried-up shrimp there to keep me quiet. They got me locked up here on false charges, and I aim to make all the fuss I can till they let me out. Milford! Milford!
Grandpap, behave yourself.
Shut up, Lumetters. I ain't speaking to you. You get over here close enough to this window, and I'll conk you on the head with this cup. You're the cause of me being in here.
May I have your attention, please? And quiet, please. As sheriff and tax collector of Polk County, Arkansas, I'm here today to conduct the sale of certain properties on which the taxes are delinquent. Your bids must cover the amount of the delinquent taxes. Otherwise, the property will be withdrawn from the sale.
Milford, please. We're old friends. For my sake, please be quiet.
Shut up, you varmint. Get on with it, Sheriff. I never voted for you last time, and I ain't going to vote for you next time, neither.
Milford, you're ruining me.
The first property is the south half of the northwest quarter and the northwest quarter of the northwest quarter. The southwest quarter of the northeast quarter of the northwest quarter of section 29, township 9, south range 23, west. Consisting of 130 acres and known as the Old Gaddy's Place, with delinquent taxes from 1942 through 1947, amounting to $430. What am I bid?
$430.
I have $430. Do I hear more? $430. Do I hear more? $430 once. $430 twice. $430 three times and sold to the gentleman with the bibless overalls. Please settle with the clerk.
That old Gaddis place was wore out 20 years ago. You couldn't raise a good ruckus on it. Won't get your seat, but
I'll have to have it quiet.
Sassy Fresh.
The next property is lot number 94 of tract 725, as by map recorded in book 79, pages 91 and 92 of maps in the office of the county recorder of Polk County. The amount of delinquency is $34. What am I bid?
$34.
I'm bid $34. Do I hear more?
$45.
$45. Do I hear more? $45. What is your pleasure? $45 once, $45 twice, $45 three times, and sold to the gentleman in the buggy. Settle with the clerk, please.
Hey, why don't you bid, you yard dogs, you pigeon-toed cheapskate? Milford, please.
The next property to be sold is lots 4 and 5, track 12, as by map recorded in book 79, pages 8 and 9 of the map in the office of the county recorder of Polk County, with taxes delinquent in the amount of $42. What am I bid?
$42.
And $50, you cheapskate.
Grandpap, don't you get into this.
I have $50, gentlemen. Do I hear more?
Hey, $60. Milford, you're raising your own bid.
Shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
I have $60. Do I hear more?
$65.
65 once, 65 twice, 65 three times, and sold to our loudmouth friend in the window over there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Ain't nobody else going to bid?
You are now the owner of lots 4 and 5. Settle with the clerk.
And shut up!
Well, some of Pine Ridge's largest property owners reside in the city jail.
And we're mighty glad you're coming home, Tuff. Boy, it sure'll be good to have you back.
That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, it's hard to keep from acting grouchy and grumpy when you have a cold, and you certainly can't be blamed for wanting prompt, effective relief. Now, there's where Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment comes in. Get some Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try it. See how much better it helps you feel. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for that stuffed-up, feverish, ache-all-over misery of a cold. B, be careful. Be careful of your diet. Dress warmly. Get lots of rest. C, comfort. Gargle with refreshing Alka-Seltzer to soothe that raw, sore throat. Get a large-sized package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try this Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Now, a good rule is to ask your druggist for two packages instead of one. Keep that extra package as a reserve supply. And then, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores. There's the handy Get Acquainted package for 30 cents, and the large family-sized package of Alka-Seltzer containing more than three times as many tablets, which sells for only 60 cents. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store talking to Ben Withers.
Ben, I can't pay that money to Grandpap now.
You simply got to pay it. If I don't get the prisoners back in the jailhouse by tonight, they're walking out. They absolutely refuse to spend another night in that lodge hall.
Well, Ben, I want to get the jailhouse back from Grandpap just as much as anybody else.
This puts me in an embarrassing situation, Lum. Here I am, Constable of Pine Ridge, and can't even offer my prisoners a decent place to live.
Well, Ben, I had the money to pay Grandpap, but I had to send it to Abner. You read the telegram I got from him saying his car had broke down in Lexington, Kentucky. What'd you expect me to do? Let him and Elizabeth set out there on the road?
Well, no.
I got another telegram from him last night saying he'd got the money all right. I don't believe you read that, did you? See, where'd I put that thing?
Lum, this is all well and good, but it doesn't alter the fact that I have a serious obligation.
Oh, here it is, here it is. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead and read that.
Yes, all right. Is this from Lexington, Kentucky?
Yeah, I got about 9 o'clock last night.
Right. Dear Lum, thanks for money. Car fixed. Hope to make Memphis, Tennessee by tomorrow night. Abner. Memphis, Tennessee?
You made that. That ought to put them in here tomorrow, late. That is, if nothing else happens to their car.
Yes, well, now about the money.
Ben, I told you, I just don't have it now. Drained every nickel from me when I sent that money to Abner yesterday.
You got some in the bank, haven't you?
Well, yeah, a little. But I ain't got no way to get into the county seat to get to the bank. Besides, I couldn't leave the store.
Why not? You got Dink Sprott working for you, haven't you?
Well, yeah, but he has to be out making the delivers and all such as that.
Well, I'd be glad to watch the store while Dink's out delivering groceries.
Well, I'd hate to leave a non-experienced man in charge here. It just ain't good business.
Would you say Dick Huddleston was an experienced store man?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's the best in town. Except me, of course.
All right. I'll get him.
Huh?
I'll watch his store, and he can watch yours. You can't ask for a better deal than that.
No way to get into the county seat. The way you're too late to catch the mail hack.
How about getting Cedric to drive you in?
I doubt if Cedric's car would make the trip. Besides, it bounces you around so much, it gives you a broke back before you went 3 miles in it. Last time I rode with Cedric, I vibrated for 2 days afterwards.
Well, there's no need of your riding with him,
Lum. No, that's out. Just couldn't make the trip that way. I'll try and get the mail hack sometime next week.
Well, now, wait. Maybe I have an idea. Do you mind if I use your phone?
Well, now, wait a minute. Who are you going to call up?
Much like.
Ben, I think I'd rather you didn't tie up a business phone that way.
Why?
Who are you going to talk to anyway?
Why, I just remembered it. Hello, Charlie? Well, this is Constable Ben Withers.
Is that Charlie Redfield?
Charlie? Didn't you say you were going to drive into the county seat this afternoon?
Now, wait a minute, Ben.
Well, that's fine. Lum wants to ride in with you.
I do not.
Well, anytime you're ready, Charlie. Yes, that'll be all right. Very good, Charlie. Goodbye. Well, you're in luck, Lum. Charlie will be over in about 10 minutes to pick you up.
I know.
A few minutes later and we'd have missed him.
Yeah, that's wonderful luck, all right.
Better get your hat on, Lum.
Why? He won't be over here. Buddy can't put no dependence in nothing he says.
I believe that was your ring there, Lum.
Yeah, I hear it. More likely some more lucky news of some kind. Hello, Jot'em Down store. Huh? I can't hear you. Oh, granted, it's long distance. Must be Abner.
Where's he calling from, Memphis?
I couldn't hear what she said. Hello? Hello?
Say hello to him for me.
Hello, Abner? Hello, is that you, Abner? Shake up your phone. I can't hear you. Yeah, now that's better. Where are you calling from? A filling station. I know, but whereabouts? Phoenix City, Alabama. How in the world did you ever get into Alabama?
Alabama?
Well, throw that road map away and get a new one. Oh, for pity's sake. Well, maybe you ought to listen to her once in a while. Huh? Well, she's right. No, no, Elizabeth's right. You got to go west to get home. Why, no, silly. If you went east, you'd be heading to Georgia. Well, you would. Just look at your map. All right, stubborn, but if you'll turn it around, you'll see me and Elizabeth are right.
Let me speak to him a minute, Lum. I have an idea.
Just a minute, Abner. Ben wants to talk to you. Maybe he can straighten you out on this.
This thought just came to me. Hello, Abner. How are you? Yes, I'll bet you are.
Don't visit, Ben. This is costing money.
Abner, a thought just struck me. As long as you're in Alabama, you might run by Mobile and look up a man named Hansen. I don't recall his first name.
Oh, for pity's sake, Ben.
He wears a gray salt and pepper suit. At least he did when he left Mount Ida in August of 1933.
Look, Ben, we ain't got...
Yes, that's right. Hansen. Yes. Tell him you're a friend of mine and ask him to bake you a marble cake.
Marble cake?
It won't be very good, but that's the one thing he can cook and he takes a good deal of pride in.
Ben, give me that receiver bag.
If you have it, parts his hair on the left side.
Ben, if you don't get away from there, I'm going to whop you on.
Hold the wire, Abner. I believe Lum wants to have a word with you. Remember to say hello to Mr. Hansen for me. Here you are, Lum.
It's about time. Hello, Abner. Oh, no, for goodness sakes, don't go there. Mobile's clean down the south part of Alabama. Look, Abner, just head west and get home as fast as you can. Well, don't talk anymore. You're wasting all that money I sent you. All right, Abner. Goodbye. Granny, they never will get home at this rate.
Oh, I shouldn't have told him about parting his hair on the left. I recall now Mr. Hansen became rather bald in the spring of 32.
Well, he ain't going clean down to Mobile no way. Granny, he might at that. Him and Elizabeth keep on arguing.
Have they been having a disagreement?
They ain't been having nothing else but that, sounds like. They got this road map, but they argue over every turn in the highway. Neither one of them will listen to the other. Glad I ain't making that trip with them.
Yeah. Well, there's your car, Lum. There's Charlie Redfield honking for you.
My goodness alive.
Hurry up, Lum. Get your hat.
First time I ever knowed him to keep his word.
Hurry up, Lum. He's waiting for you. You want to be sure to get there.